This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, amen, amen. Give it all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. John, the book of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 23 states, neither pray I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Just for the sake of discussion, I just want to reiterate and let us all know that we all are as one. Now, this is a prayer that Jesus prayed for the believers, because one thing that Jesus wanted for everybody in the world to be was as one. Not just the ones that within the sound of my voice, but everybody in this whole wide world to be as one, as him and the Father are as one. Even though we may be different in our own way, for some are male and female, some are light-skinned and some are dark-skinned, some of us are Caucasians and other nationalities, some are tall, some are short, some are big, some are small. It should not matter about the differences, because as believers of the only true and living God, we are all citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen. And also we are all members of the body of Christ. Or should I just simply say that we are brothers and sisters in Christ? In other words, we are joint heirs to the kingdom of God and all of his riches and glory, along with our big brother, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the 21st verse, as Jesus prayed for the believers during his last days here on earth, in fact, this took place just before he went to the garden to pray, before they took him captive. Jesus prayed that we all may be as one, just as he and the Father are as one, so that we will also be a part of them as they are a part of us, so that the whole world will know that the Father of all fathers, I'm talking about our Heavenly Father, sent him I'm talking about Jesus down here on this earth to save his people. Amen. Jesus prayed that his people, I'm talking about the church. When I say church, I'm talking about you and I. He prayed that we all may be united in Christ and united with one another so that the whole world may believe in him. For remember, we are the light of the world. And in everything that we do, we should let our light shine. We should let the light that God illuminates our life with shine ever so bright. In this prayer, Jesus was praying that the church would be so united that through our unity, the world would know all about him. Amen. For remember, we all are disciples of Christ. So that means we should be doing what? Spreading the good news. Telling everybody about a man that we know that can save anybody. Telling everybody about this man that we know that can redeem us. Telling us about everybody about this man that we know that can forgive us of all of our wrongs, our faults, and our shortcomings. Y'all heard that song that says, when all of God's children come together. What a time, what a time, what a time. Well, I stopped by to share with you today that it is a beautiful thing when a church is so together that people on the outside the church can say, I know those people are all about Jesus. You see, people are always looking for hope in this dark world. And the church has, and the church is the answer. I want to know if you know who is hurt the most. Let me ask that again. I want to know if you know who is hurt the most if there's turmoil in the church. Well, just in case you're searching for an answer, try this on for size. It is the unbelievers that are hurt the most. Because the unbeliever will say, why do I need to go to church when they got just as much turmoil going on in the church as it is outside of the church? That's why I come today just to say that we all are as one. And as being as one, we all should be on the what? The same accord. Amen. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, as believers, we have to be mindful of what we do in the church and what we say in the church. You see, it's a shame to say that people are more concerned about how a building looks or what kind of flowers they may have or what shape the parking lot is in or any other material thing because people are more focused on stuff. And that is what causes the gospel to get lost. Because when we are bickering among ourselves, we are not doing the Lord's work. And when we are distracted from the Lord's work, then that makes old Satan happy. Because we are not building up the kingdom of God. We are not spreading the good news. In other words, we are not being about our Father's business. So on today, I come to encourage you with the words from Hebrews 12:1, which tells us to lay aside every weight and sin and run this race with patience that is set before us. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Amen. And the people of old would say, cast all your cares upon him and bear his burdens which are light. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. David said in Psalm 56, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Amen. When I'm going through the trials and the tribulations of life. I will put my trust in you. In Galatians 6 and 2, it encourages us to help carry the burdens of others as we follow Christ's teachings. So I come today, my brothers and sisters, just to let you know that even though we may live in different homes, even though we may have different biological mothers and fathers, even though we may have different brothers and sisters, even though we may be different in many ways, but we share one person in common. And that person is our Heavenly Father. God loves you, and God is watching over you. And remember, it said that love is the greatest commandment of all. Because our God is a jealous God. He say, love no other God, or put nothing or no one before him. And then that second commandment is the greatest commandment, which says, love thy neighbor as thyself. And when we love thy neighbor as thyself, then we help carry their burdens. We take the time out to get to know them. We take the time out to communicate with them. We take the time out to show them that we care about them. And then we take the time out to pray for them, asking God to bless them, because I realize I can't do it by myself. And when, as long as I got people with me, remember he said, with two or more are gathered, he will be in the midst. And as long as I got people with me, I know God is with me. So I come today, my brothers and sisters, to let you know and to encourage you to continue to function as one and be as one and be as the members of the body of Christ, because we all are as one, because God loved us in spite of ourselves, no matter what we did. So we should take the time out to forgive our brothers and our sisters and not hold any grudges against them. Aren't you glad today? I say, aren't you glad today that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? I'm talking about that man named Jesus. He let him walk this earth for 33 odd years. And as he walked this earth, he showed us that no matter what we go through, or no matter what come up against us, no matter how hard times may get, no matter how much people will talk about us, as long as we keep the faith. In the words of Paul, continue to fight the good fight of faith. And as long as we hold on to God's unchanging hand, we may fall sometimes. But I read somewhere where it said that if I can look up, I can get up. And I've come to realize that as long as I'm looking up, I'm looking to the hills from whence coming my help. And my help comes from the Lord. So as I go through this world, I choose to treat everybody right. As I go through this world, I choose not to gossip about people. As I go through this world, I choose to be an example of what God is and what God is all about. I realize I may not be perfect. I realize I must make mistakes along the way. But long as I purpose it in my heart to be more about God's business, I know that everything will be all right. God is my everything and my all in all. God is my tower, my strong tower, my tower of refuge. And in him I put my trust. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Oh, Father God, we pray that as we go through our life, that we come together as a people and we be there to support one another, to encourage one another, to inspire one another, to motivate one another, to be all that they can be in you. Oh, Father God, we pray that we grow together and that we function as one. Oh, Father God, as we go about and be about your business. Father God, we realize that we can't do